Leviticus chapter 5. If anyone sins in that he hears a public curse against someone who fails to testify, though he saw or knew what happened and did not speak up, then he will be subject to punishment for his iniquity. If anyone touches anything ceremonially unclean, whether the carcass of an unclean wild animal, or the carcass of an unclean livestock, or the carcass of an unclean creeping thing, and he is unaware of it, but he is unclean and is guilty. Or if he touches human uncleanness, whatever uncleanness by which one may become unclean, even though he is unaware of it, when he realizes it, and is guilty. Or if anyone swears an oath rashly with his lips, whether to do evil or to do good, whatever it is that he has uttered rashly with an oath, even though he is unaware of it, when he realizes his guilt in any one of these cases, he must confess how he has sinned. Then he must bring to the Lord, as a penalty for his sin that he has committed, a female from the flock, either a lamb or a goat, for a sin offering. In this way the priest will make atonement for him concerning his sin. If he cannot afford a lamb, then he shall bring to the Lord as his penalty for his sin that he has committed, two turtle doves or two young pigeons, one for a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering. He must bring them to the priest, who shall offer first the sin offering. The priest shall wring its neck, but not sever its head from its body. Then he must sprinkle some of the blood of the sin offering on the side of the altar. The rest of the blood must be drained out at the base of the altar. It is a sin offering. Then the priest must offer the second bird as a burnt offering according to the prescribed procedure, and the priest must make atonement for him concerning his sin that he has committed, and he will be forgiven. But if he cannot afford two turtle doves or two young pigeons, then he must bring his offering for the sin he has committed, 2 quarts of fine flour, for a sin offering. He shall not put olive oil or any frankincense on it, for it is a sin offering. Then he must bring it to the priest, and the priest shall take a handful of it as a memorial portion, and offer it on the altar, on top of the offerings to the Lord made by fire. It is a sin offering. In this way the priest will make atonement for him for the sin that he has committed in any of these things, and he will be forgiven. The rest of the offering will be the priest's, just like the grain offering. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, If anyone commits a trespass and sins unintentionally in regard to any of the holy things of the Lord, then he must bring his guilt offering to the Lord, a ram without defect from the flock, convertible into silver shekels according to the shekel of the sanctuary for a guilt offering. He must make restitution for whatever he has done amiss against the holy thing, and must add 1/5 to it, and give it to the priest. Then the priest will make atonement for him, and the ram of the guilt offering, and he will be forgiven. If anyone sins and does any of the things which the Lord has commanded not to be done, though he did not realize it, yet is guilty, then he will bear his iniquity. Then he must bring a ram without defect from the flock, or its equivalent, for a guilt offering to the priest. Then the priest will make atonement for him concerning the unintentional sin, and he will be forgiven. It is a guilt offering. He was certainly guilty before the Lord.